Welcome to Sweet Tea and Tacos. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Coming to you from our kitchen another week. And this week we're going to be talking about
juicing.
Juicing. Before we get started, we do not intend for this to be medical advice or legal advice or any other kind of advice other than our story of working through juicing in our lives. So take that for what it is.
Right. We're not saying this could even be helpful. We're
right.
Just saying if you're interested and want some information, here's a little bit of how to.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about juicing and kind of tell the listeners how we kind of got into juicing.
Right. Okay. So kind of the backstory is about, I guess, 10 or 12 years ago, we just were interested in it, thought it would be something good for us, you know, for our family. And so we bought a very entry-level basic juicer and found, I think, a recipe type kind of juicing book.
Yeah.
You know, that had some basic recipes in it. And so we got started. And we did it a little bit. It was a really busy time in our lives. So that kind of made it a little bit more difficult. But I would say the reason that we did not continue it or kind of make it a fully integrated lifestyle choice,
right,
is that we kind of ran into a couple of issues.
Yeah.
One was that we didn't realize about the cleanup with the juicer.
That's really important with juicing.
It's hugely important. So, you know, I feel like if you're cooking, I mean, it's always better to clean up immediately if you can. But I mean, if you have to leave a dirty pot or pan, it's not the end of the world usually.
No.
But with a juicer,
you
cannot leave that to sit
right
because
away.
What can happen is that the blades and everything, it can rust. And, you know, a lot of times there's going to be some acidic type something from what you're juicing, maybe with citrus or whatever. And it can cause the blades to rust if that pulp sits on there. And we just were busy. We had young kids and we didn't always get to it after we
finished the
juicing. And so we...
And it gets harder. Harder to clean.
Well, yeah. At that point,
it's very
difficult to get that pulp off. And I think we ended up having to maybe throw away a juicer, that first one we bought.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other issue, and this is more personal, but a lot of the recipes that at least we stumbled upon initially all had ginger in them.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's great and all. And some people just absolutely love it. And I mean,
our son loves it.
He adores it. And I have nothing against ginger or the taste or anything. But let me tell you, fresh ginger can be incredibly strong.
And you had some health issues.
I had some health issues
going on at the time that it did not
kind of with my gut. And so it exacerbated that. And like, for instance, it gave me terrible, you know, acid reflux and that kind of thing. It just kind of burned. And so it was like I went to all this effort to wash the vegetables or fruits, chop them, put them through a juicer, clean up, et cetera, drink this stuff. And then it made me left not feeling so great because of all that kind of burn back with the ginger. So I would just say, and we'll talk more about that, but don't let that be a deterrent. I juice regularly now and I just leave it out. And that's just a personal choice for me. But if you do choose to use it, I would just kind of do sparingly and work your way in.
Work your way up.
But we, you know, it was kind of funny. I mean, I don't know why we didn't decide to just leave it out initially.
Uh-huh.
But if you start looking up juice recipes,
it's ginger
in,
everywhere.
It's in so much. Yeah. And you just think, oh, I've got to put it, you know.
Yeah. So kind of back up real quick. So why did we start juicing? I mean, what's kind of the motivation to juice in the first place?
Well, I mean, that's going to be different for different people. But, you know, for me, and the reason that I picked it back up later, you know, is I felt like you could get a lot of good nutrients within the juice, you know, mm-hmm. without having to eat all of that,
right?
You know, I mean,
because it's a large amount of vegetables that go in a batch of juice. It's a
large amount of fruit and vegetables, and yeah. so, you know, juicing will pull out the juice, leave the pulp,
right?
And some of that can, I guess, get into your digestive system mm-hmm. in a little bit easier,
especially
way.
For you, and you have the digestive issues, right? You know, that begin with, but I mean, you know, in a batch of juice, you know, we've got, you know, 3, 4, 5 carrots, several apples, you know, celery, several cucumbers, and
right. And it's a wide variety.
Right.
It's probably more than I would tend to just eat.
Yeah.
In the course of a day.
Yeah. I mean, we might go through when we make a batch of juice. We might go through it 2 days. It takes you and I to drink the batch of juice, but I wouldn't eat that many vegetables in that course of time. So let's talk about the juicers themselves. So we did kind of have an entry-level juicer.
We did.
So what are, like, the different juicers?
Right.
Kind of how does that, what do you look, what to look for in a juicer?
Right. I mean, I would encourage you to just really do your research. There's, you know, so much good information nowadays out there on the internet. Not quite as much maybe back when we were first trying to start out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's centrifugal juicers, and that's actually what we had initially and still what we have, although we don't have the same kind of juicer, like we don't have the same brand, right. And ours is better. But the centrifugal juicers have typically a better chute, mm-hmm. kind of a feed chute where you're putting the produce in.
Right.
So there's not quite as much chopping up and whatnot. And sometimes, depending on like the size, you could put a whole lemon or a whole apple or that kind of thing.
So that's one thing to look for is the feed chute size.
Yeah, if that's important to you. If you, you know, don't care or whatever. Yeah.
Because the smaller one means you're going to do more prep.
Exactly. Yeah, some juicers have a really tiny feed chute, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to chop the stuff up incredibly small.
Gotcha.
Now, you might get more juice out of a different kind of juicer,
mm-hmm.
you know, but this is kind of what works for us in terms of the speed mm-hmm. of juicing, in terms of the price point,
right.
and just kind of where we are.
Because you can spend a lot of money in a juicer.
Oh, goodness. You can spend probably $1,000 or
right.
even more. The right. one we have is it's less than $200,
yeah.
I would say.
And it's easy. It's a well-known brand, and it's easy to find, and it's
right.
a good quality appliance,
right.
just in general.
Right. Now, and let me just back up a little bit.
Okay.
When I was working retail and, you know, at cookware store and, you know, back in the day when you and I worked together years ago, I don't even know if we sold a juicer, maybe just a basic like citrus
right.
press
then, yeah.
type juicer.
That looks like, you know, you've seen the citrus press with the upside down little
where you put the half of the orange
right,
or half of the grapefruit.
Right, the thing you push it on. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. But when I kind of, you know, worked several years ago, people would come in, you know, typically around the first of the year
mm-hmm.
when maybe they were looking to make some changes.
Healthy.
Or
it's the healthy
doing,
lifestyle time of year.
Yeah, you know, kind of New Year,
yeah.
New You type thing. And so they were wanting something different to do. But one thing that I ran into is a lot of times people would be confused. And it's very understandable why.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say, well, I'm not sure if I need a really good blender or if I need a juicer. And my answer really is you kind of need both or one or the other.
Right.
But they don't accomplish the same goals.
No, they're different. They're for different tasks.
Absolutely. And you can't put the fruits and vegetables in a blender and get juice. I mean, you're just going to get blended fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, pulp.
And that's very thick and not very drinkable and whatnot. Now, I mean, blenders are great. And if you're more geared towards the smoothie route, mm-hmm. you know, I would say stick with that. And I mean, everybody kind of knows what smoothies are,
right?
You know, and yeah. kind of how to make smoothies. But I mean, we're talking about things with like maybe putting in a small amount of fruit or vegetables, like right. maybe one banana, a little bit of berries.
With some yogurt.
With yogurt or some kind of milk, right. maybe almond milk or whatnot, and a little ice or a little, I don't even know.
Right.
But yeah, that route.
Some sort of protein
yeah,
powder.
Yeah, protein powder, you know, all that. Yeah. Exactly. And so juice is going to basically take, it's going to send the juice to one part of mm-hmm. the apparatus and the pulp, and,
so, yeah,
and it separates it out.
Right. In a little more detail, describe how kind of how it works.
Well, you put it in and
you can have a feed chute at the top. You push
chute,
the vegetable down. It's got
right,
this
it's got
kind of
a plunger where yeah. you press the produce through.
Right.
And it spins around. And then, like I said, it separates it out. It sends the juice.
Yeah. It's got a little grinder in this. It's got this filter basket. In the bottom of the filter basket is kind of a grinder. And then it's very, very, very fine. Fine, like a really fine
mesh.
Metal mesh coffee filter, if you've ever seen those Gold Touch coffee filters. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's where the juice is, so as it grinds the fruit or vegetable, the juice is, it spins at different speeds, depending on the juicer. And so it's centrifugal, as you mentioned,
right.
spins the juice out.
Right.
And then it sends the pulp mm-hmm. out a different direction.
Right. All right. And another thing, too, is on juicers, ours is a cold press.
Okay.
And typically, you don't always find the centrifugal juicers being cold press. But this particular brand that we have is. Now, what that means, I guess it's kind of along the lines of what you would think of, like, when they press olive oil and you see that designation of cold pressed.
Okay.
It's not that it's actually cold, but it's just that there's not the heat. So our juicer gets the job done without adding a lot of heat from the motor, because it can take a lot of heat and a lot of energy to spin
right.
those blades around quickly enough to make juice. But ours does it in a way where it doesn't generate a lot of heat.
Right.
And what that means is that your juice is going to stay fresher longer.
Okay.
So instead of having to drink it within one day, you can put it in the fridge. It might last, you know, 24 to 48 hours or something like that.
Okay.
So.
And like we mentioned briefly, there's a wide variety of cost levels of what you want to spend to get into that. And you can even find good deals. Like the original one, the one we have now, is a second. This is our second one of
right.
that same model.
Right.
We actually got a really, really good deal on that first
one.
We
did.
So that's what to look for. Look for good brands. Reputable brands who make not only maybe juicers
but other appliances.
Yeah, and that would be a good entry level.
Right.
When you start looking at the juicer companies, the specialty juicer companies, that's where you're going to spend a lot more money. But the benefit of that is you get those machines will produce more juice out of the same amount of product.
Exactly.
And it's just because they're designed to specifically do
right.
that.
They will be able to pull more juice out, like David said, and leave a drier pulp.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get more for your effort.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I lament sometimes how much pulp comes out of my machine. And I just think, oh, I wish, you know, I could get a little bit more juice. It's a lot of produce I have to put through. But at the same time, like I said, that's just kind of where we are with
right.
life. And it does juice very quickly. I mean, once we get everything washed and chopped and we're running it through, I mean, we can get a batch of juice made within about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so you just have to kind of balance all that and see, you know, what your
right.
needs are and your family dynamic and your time frame. But along those lines, I will say that you have to allow time to do it. And that was like what we referenced earlier, is that we didn't always have the time, or maybe we would finish juicing and you know, one of our kids would need us and we'd get called
right.
away, and we would not prioritize getting that juicer cleaned up. But you need about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, from start to finish.
From start to finish, and that you need to clean your produce very well. You can use some kind of fruit and vegetable spray. I know some people will soak their stuff in vinegar for a while, whatever. But, you know, just wash it very thoroughly. And then, you know, however you want to chop it or peel it, et cetera.
You know, different people have, you know, want to leave peels on for nutrients. Some things you really don't.
Right.
You know, and then, of course, you have to cut it for size to go into the shoot.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then you actually do the juicing process.
Right. And then, like on ours, we typically have to stop at least once midway through.
And empty.
To not empty the pulp out of the bucket, but kind of clean out the top part of the machine where some pulp has
built up,
because it can kind of impede the process.
Right.
But that's just something, you know, everything's clear. You can kind of see through, and you know when you have to get, you know when you're at that point.
And then the cleanup.
Yeah. And then you just wash everything with really hot water, or at least that's what we do.
Right.
Our manufacturer that made our juicer, it came with a little brush.
Special brush to
clean out that kind of
mesh filter.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, I mean, it does fine. I wouldn't really recommend putting any kind of soap or anything on it.
Yeah. And just hot water in that brush.
Yep.
So, and what do you do with the pulp, though? And now we you know, you can compost. It's a very fine pulp. Plus, you have the leftover, what you've cut and trimmed off the vegetables. So you have a lot of opportunities for composting there. But
right.
And actually, one of the things we did at the juicer one time, and I've actually read a couple of people about doing this, but we were experimenting with cauliflower crust pizza. Let me try that again. And, you know, the hard part with that was getting all the liquid out of the cauliflower. Mm-hmm. So I juiced the cauliflower mainly to get the pulp.
Right.
And it actually gave a really dry pulp.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, you can be creative and do different things with
it. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I just saw somebody the other day who did some videos, and they were making like some vegan type, for lack of a better word, meatballs. I mean, they were vegan, but she went ahead and juiced her produce to put in those before she cooked them, you know. And so
we made muffins with them for a little while.
I mean, I've used that pulp to do kind of along the lines of what you would think of, like banana muffins or banana bread or zucchini bread. You can use that pulp and put in there, but I wouldn't save the pulp too long. Like it's not gonna go very long in the fridge, maybe a day or two in sort of a zipper type bag.
Right. We'd even give it to the dogs, mixing in with their food
sometimes. But it is great for compost.
Right. And so we kind of stick to one basic recipe. I mean, there's a lot of recipes and cookbooks or juice books, whatever you want to call them out there. But we kind of have one we like and just kind of stick to a lot.
That's right. Okay, so ours has beets, carrots, pineapple, typically some celery, cucumbers, apple,
lemon,
and along the lines of the lemon, I would highly, highly recommend putting some kind of citrus in your juice if you can tolerate it, because it will help the juice stay fresher longer.
And it brightens the flavor.
It really does.
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about that, just between the two people, you've put in 3 or 4 carrots, probably 2 apples,
at least 2,
at least 1 lemon. Mm-hmm. 2 cucumbers and like 3 beets or 4
depending
beets,
on depending on the size of the beets.
And a whole pineapple.
Yeah.
I mean, and we drink that in 2 days.
Right.
I mean, that's, like I said, I would not eat that many grains.
Oh, no.
But then we've also, you know, we've done some other ones.
Yeah, you can do green juices, you know. They're more, I guess, vegetable-based.
Mm-hmm.
A really simple one to start out with that a lot of people know about is just like a carrot and apple.
Right, you know? Yeah. And some, I've had some cucumber ones. They're really good.
Yeah, it's real refreshing.
Real refreshing.
Absolutely.
And then you could also use that. Now you've got that juicer, you get that juice out, then you can use that to make smoothies and just change it up.
Right, you can always put some of your juice into a smoothie and do some other things with it.
Right. So but. Cool. All right. Well, that's a good kind of cover our story on juicing and, you know, kind of our journey on juicing, kind of how we do it. And, you know, we don't do it as much as we want to because of the time involved.
No, I mean, a couple of years ago, I was into it just every day. I mean, every day I made time to juice. And I would go through about 70 ounces of juice within a day, mm-hmm. which is pretty unbelievable.
Right.
Now we're more lucky to get it done two or three times a week.
Right.
But we do enjoy it and just feel like it it helps us and keeps us hydrated and things. Yeah. But let me circle back. There is one thing I wanted to touch about. If you use beets, just be prepared. I mean, I love beets. Yeah. I think they're phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But it will, that red color in there is, I mean, it's going to kind of get all over everything. Yeah. Just be prepared for it to get on your cutting board or your hands or whatever. But you'll see it later. Let me just put it that way.
Right.
But don't freak out. Don't think it's blood but or also, something. You'll see it later.
Not just wash your beet. If that's one thing I would peel your beets.
Yeah, because the beets can really bring
I think the a first very time, earthy yeah, flavor. Yeah, the first time we did it, we washed them, but we didn't peel them, and it was a little...
And our juice tasted like dirt.
A little dirty taste there. A little... Yeah. So, but that would be one thing. Carrots, whatever. But definitely the beets because they have so much of that earthiness to them.
Right.
So, yeah.
But like they say, the best juicer is one that you're going to use.
Yeah. Just whatever you got, work your way into it, get started, hope you enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that's Sweet Teen Tacos for this week. I'm Dave.
And I'm Jen.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Leave us a review on your podcaster of choice. That'll help it reach other people. And send us an email if you have any questions or comments or things you want to know more about. Thanks and have a good day.